تسعينات اف ام، طرب ومغنى.
Do you listen to rock and metal? Yet you want to fuel your curiosity for knowing more about underground rock and metal bands? And feeling nostalgic from popular riffs that played in commercials and want to know about? But the problem you have, you live in the Middle East? Well, I get your point. You're lucky because this place is your answer to all your curious questions. Yes, true. Whether you're a beginner or older metalhead, you're in the right place. Stay tuned with Lomi Simmery from Hail Your Voice on 90s FM.
Hail Your Voice مع لميس السمري كل يوم سبت الساعة 10 الربع بالليل على تسعينات FM.
Good evening to all beautiful listeners. You're now listening to Hail Your Voice with Lomi Simmery on 90s FM. Every Saturday at 9:45 p.m., this show presents you a unique, famous and underground rock, metal and alternative music. Plus, we'll talk about the band's history and each band's album process. In today's episode, we'll talk about the band that has been formed in 1987 by four members in Seattle, Washington. This band has become one of the most popular and influential bands in Seattle's grunge scene. Although they have been through two lineup changes, which lineup changes occurred after the death of a member in 2002. Most of their album's lyrics revolve about censorship, addiction, heartbreak, loss. Their musical styles are grunge, alternative rock, alternative metal. Moreover, the musical influences are from Black Sabbath, Deep Purple, Metallica, Pink Floyd, AC/DC, Jimi Hendrix, David Bowie, Led Zeppelin, Scorpions, The Rolling Stones, and Soundgarden. Alright, let's take a break with a second single from their debut album. Stay tuned for more, and we'll be back. Welcome back to Hail Your Voice with Lamis Samari on 90s FM. This was Man in the Box by Alice in Chains, a second single and a second track from their debut album Facelift, which was released on August 21st, 1990. And this single was added to regular daytime rotation by MTV. The background meaning revolves about the media censorship. Okay, Alice in Chains, the current lineup consists of a guitarist and co-vocalist Jerry Cantrell, bassist Mike Ends, drummer Sean Kenny, and vocalist and rhythm guitarist William Duval, as former members are vocalist Lane Staley and bassist Mike Starr. Alright, let's get into a brief history of Alice in Chains. Prior to the formation of Alice in Chains, each member was in a previous band until on April 11th, 1987, Cantrell went to see Staley's band perform at the Tacoma Little Theater and was impressed by Staley's voice. And 4 months later, he met Staley at a party in Seattle. Staley invited Cantrell, who was homeless at the time, to live with him at 24-hour rehearsal studio Music Bank, and both became roommates. Soon, both bands got disbanded. Staley joined a funk band, and Cantrell wanted to form a band as well. So Staley gave him the phone numbers of Mike Starr's girlfriend, who was Sean Kenny's girlfriend at that time, to talk to Kenny, which he did, and set up a meeting with him. Kenny and his girlfriend went to Music Bank and listened to Cantrell's demos, who mentioned that he needed a bassist to jam with them, and he had someone in his mind, Mike Starr, who had been playing in bands together with Kenny since they were kids. Kenny called Starr, and a few days later, he started jamming with them at the Music Bank, yet they didn't have a singer. Staley's funk band required a guitarist as well, and he asked Cantrell to join as assignment, and Cantrell agreed with a condition that Staley joined his band. As they started auditioning a terrible singer in front of Staley to send a hint, which made him angry until Staley decided to join the band. Eventually, Staley's funk project broke up and he joined Cantrell's band on a full-time basis in 1987. They started performing a few gigs in Washington with a constant different monikers, and they adopted Staley's former band with Twist, Alice in Chains. And Staley contacted his former members and asked for permission to use the name, which later they ultimately gave him their blessing to use the name. Okay, let's take a break with the first single from their second album, and we'll be back.
Thank you.
We're back to Hail Your Voice with Lamis Samari on 90s FM. This was Wood, a second single and a 13th track from their second album, Dirt, which was released on September 29th, 1992. And this track appeared in 1992 film singles as a soundtrack, as the video received an award for Best Video from a Film at the 1993 MTV Video Music Awards. The background meaning revolves about addiction as a tribute to Cantrell's friend and mother love bone vocalist Andrew Wood, who died by drug overdose in 1990. Let's continue. Local promoter Randy Hauser became aware of the band at a concert and offered to pay for demo recordings. Although they faced a setback, and at the same time, they found its way to music managers like Kelly Curtis and Susan Silver, who also managed a Seattle-based band Soundgarden. Both managers passed the demo onto Columbia Records A&R representative Nick Terry, who set up an appointment with label president Don Inner, which the band eventually got signed to Columbia in 1989 by Terzo. The band also recorded another untitled demo over a three-month period at the same year. Alice in Chains soon became a top priority of the label, which released a promotional EP, We Die Young, in July 1990. As the EP's lead single, We Die Young, became a hit on metal radio, after success, the label rushed Alice in Chains' debut album, Facelift, into production with producer Dave Jordan. Although Facelift was an instant success, it was a critical success, as Steve Huey of AllMusic citing this album as one of the most important in establishing an audience for grunge and alternative rock among all hard rock and all heavy metal listeners. Following the tour in their support of their debut album, they released a second EP, Sab, on February 4th, 1992, while Nirvana's Nevermind album was at the top of the Billboard 2000 charts, which resulted in a rising popularity of Seattle-based bands and of the turn grunge music. Let's take a break and we'll be back.
Thank you.
We're back to Hail Your Voice with Lamis Samari on 90s FM. This was Down in a Hole, fifth single and a fourth track from their second album, Dirt. Let's continue. They returned to the studio in March 1992 after finishing touring in their support of their debut album, as some songs were written on the road. The material has an overall darker feel than Facelift. During their touring in their support of their second album, Layne Staley broke his foot in an ATV accident, which forced him to use crutches on stage. And bassist Mike Starr left shortly after one of their concerts in Rio de Janeiro on January 22nd, 1993, stating that he wanted to spend more time with family, although it was revealed that he left due to drug addiction, and he was replaced by former Ozzy Osbourne bassist Mike Ends, who became friends with the band. On January 25th, 1994, Columbia Records released the band's third EP, Jar of Flies. Then, after its release, Staley entered a rehab for heroin addiction. Although he relapsed while he was in rehearsal for the 1994 tour, which led to the band's temporary hiatus. During their hiatus, Staley joined a grunge supergroup Mad Season until in April 1995, Alice in Chains returned to the studio for recording a third self-titled album with producer Toby Wright, which was released on November 7th by Columbia. Although they didn't tour in their support of their third album, they reserved to perform their first concert in 2.5 years in MTV Unplugged, and continued to perform until in one of the tours, Staley had a near-death experience with drug overdose and was taken to the hospital, which made the band go hiatus. The band continued to release a few songs after hiatus until on April 19th, 2022, vocalist Layne Staley was found dead in his apartment in Seattle after a decade of battling drug addiction, although autopsy concluded that he died on April 5th same day that Kurt Cobain died a few years earlier, 2 weeks before his body was found, and bassist Mike Starr died due to drug overdose on March 8th, 2011, which few years after Layne Staley's death. Okay, let's take a break and we'll be back. Welcome back to Hail Your Voice with Lemis Summary on 90s FM. This was Them Bones, a first track and second single from their second album, Dirt. Okay, let's continue. Until 2005, Alice in Chains reunited for the first time in a few years to perform a benefit show for victims of the tsunami disaster. And they continued to perform with a few vocalists until they auditioned William Duval, which they instantly accepted him. Then they released the three albums of from 2008 to 2021 with vocalist William Duval, and they're currently working on their upcoming seventh album. Unfortunately, we're reaching to our closing time, but before it ends, I'll leave you with a track called Nutshell, and write down your messages and your opinions on 90s FM's Facebook and Instagram page. I really hope you're enjoying this episode. You rock, and hail your voice. Have a great night. Salam.